Refresh.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy, the Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of the Refreshed Podcast. Man, I am so sorry for my inconsistency, but man, I am back and I am ready to bring you a refreshing word. So without further ado, let's open up in prayer and we're going to get this party started. Father, I just thank you so much for all that you do. God, there is truly no one like you in all of this earth. God, that heaven and nature sings of your greatness. God, I pray that you would just open up our understanding. God, that you would open up our hearts to receive a word from you here today. God, I pray that this word would challenge us. God, I pray that we would remember these words, Lord, that are spoken here today. And God, that we would take it and be able to use it. God, your word tells us, Lord, that when we hide your word in our hearts, Lord, it's so that on those days that are very tough and those days that are tempting, that we would not sin against you. God, I thank you for this message. God, I pray that you would anoint my lips. Let it not be my words alone, but let it be you helping me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, I am super excited to bring our brand new series to you entitled Well Tells. That's right, Well Tells. And the first episode, Running from the Call. So today, we're going to be talking about one of our most popular Bible heroes. Maybe you've known, maybe you've seen an adaptation of the VeggieTales, or maybe you've seen a cartoon book or anything, or you know, even if you've just heard of him before, we're going to be talking about Jonah. Now, yes, the most infamous thing about Jonah you may know is about how he was in the belly of a well or a big fish for 3 days. But this series, we're going to be going through the entire book of Jonah, talking about Jonah. And today we're starting from the very beginning, Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And verses 1 and 2 says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me.'" Verse 3 tells us, "But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So he went down to Joppa. He found a ship which was going to Tarshish, and he paid the fare. And he went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." Now let's take a little moment to recap and see exactly what's going on here. So Jonah was given a word from God. But it wasn't exactly the kind of word he was wanting from God. I don't know if you've ever been there before to where you're like, "God, I pray." Oops, sorry guys, I almost knocked my mic over. I apologize. But you know, you ever been there where it was like, "God, I pray that you would just show me this direction. God, I pray that you would just show me what to do next." And then God shows you something that you did not want or that you don't want to do. And you're like, "God, I mean, can you show me something else to do?" You know, that's exactly what happened here, that, you know, Jonah was very experienced with hearing God's voice. He wasn't inexperienced. He wasn't a little kid. He was no stranger to God. In fact, he was a prophet after all. So he knew God's voice. He spent time in God's presence. God had given Jonah 2 instructions here. His first instruction was to go to Nineveh. Sounds pretty simple, right? All you got to do is go there. That's your first instruction, man. Seems simple enough, right? Just go and take a journey to Nineveh and boom, there you are. And the second one is cry out against it. Now, cry out against it means to rebuke them for their sin and call them to a place of repentance. Now, you know, you might be asking, you know, what's the big deal about Nineveh? You know, like, why didn't Jonah, if he was a prophet of God, be like, "Oh, man, yeah, God, I got that. You know what? Yeah, God, I'll go take care of that for you. You need me to go minister to the hearts of Nineveh? Yeah, I got that for you, man. I can do that." But, you know, here's a little bit about Nineveh. Nineveh was one of those cities that was considered to be the largest city in the world at that time frame. That it was the largest and important capital of a dominating empire. And it surely was an intimidating place to go. God had saw the wickedness within the hearts of the people of Nineveh. Because I don't know if you know this, but there's really no way to hide the wickedness that is inside of you from God. It's not something you can hide under your bed. It's not something that you can shove in your closet and be like, oh, well, God can't see it, you know? It's not something that you can easily get rid of. But God saw the wickedness and the things that they were doing that was immorally correct here in Nineveh. And God wanted to redeem the hearts of those people. Now, here's the thing. Jonah was not a fan of that task. Jonah knew that God wanted to redeem the hearts of Nineveh and give them a second chance. But Jonah wanted Nineveh to receive the wrath of God. He wanted them to be punished for their ungodly character. Have you ever been there before? Do you know somebody in your life that you have a hard time forgiving? Has somebody hurt you before or mistreated you to where you can't see them the same again? Or maybe you have a hard time trusting somebody else because you trusted someone before and they broke your trust, and so now you're in a place where you don't even want to trust anyone ever again. You know, I know that it's very difficult to forgive someone that's hurt you or has done that to you. But even in those difficult moments, we have to come to a place where we want God to even redeem the hearts of those people. I'm just going to take a moment to say that healing from toxic relationships and healing from toxic friendships and healing from toxic situations where people have hurt you, in those processes of forgiving, it is possible to forgive without inviting that person back into your life. Forgiving someone doesn't always mean you have to be buddy-buddy and best friends with them, but you have to be wise that if that person hurt you, you should definitely be guarded and make sure that you're not positioned yourself for that to happen again. But put yourself in Jonah's shoes. How many times has God told you to do something, but you didn't do it? God told Jonah to go and preach a message that rebukes sinful living and share an opportunity of redemption. He didn't tell Jonah just to go there and be like, Nineveh, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is sinful. What you're doing separates you from God. What you're doing is earning you a spot in hell, buddy. But he said, go there and rebuke them for their sins and then share an opportunity of redemption. Tell them that, you know what, this is what you've done wrong, but you don't have to continue to do something that's wrong because God, that created everything, the God of Israel, wants you to repent, wants you to turn away from what you're doing so that you can know him and that you can have an opportunity of life that never runs out. We are tasked with preaching of salvation, and Matthew 28 ensures that. And if you don't know Matthew 20, it talks about going into the world and preaching the gospel. But you know, yet there's times where we cower down and we walk away. And I've been there, friend. I can't sit here and preach and tell you that I haven't done it. In fact, I want to actually pause here and I want to share a couple of personal experiences about these moments of my life. The first one is about a woman named Dot. Now, Dot, if you're listening to this, which is definitely a long shot, but if you're listening to this and you know who Dot is, tell her don't kill me for sharing this. No, it's cool. So, you know, I worked with this lady named Dot, and Dot was pretty intimidating. I'm not going to lie to you. Dot was pretty scary at certain times. There was times where I didn't want to mess with her. I'm not going to lie. You know, but Dot was very nice to me and always kind to me. And there's times where my car wasn't running or my parents couldn't pick me up from work, and Dot volunteered to bring me home from work. Well, we're working on a job one day, and Dot falls and hurts her shoulder, and it impacted her arm to where she had to wear this sling, right? And I was in a close proximity with Dot, and I knew that God wanted me to pray for Dot's arm. But I was super scared, and I was paralyzed in that place of fear. And so I would cower down every time, every day from going to pray with God, with Dot, you know? It would basically be like, Dot would drop me off and be like, okay, today's the day. And then, like, whenever it come time to do it, I'd be like, all right, Dot, have a good day. And I'd get out of the truck. And I'd do it again over and over and over again until one day I had this epiphany. I had this thought that if I don't do it, who will? Her family's not going to do it. Her friends aren't going to do it. And I reached out and I prayed one day, and Dot's response blew me away. She said, why didn't you pray for me when it first happened? And it blew me away. I was so the first thing I say is that When God calls us to do something, we have to act in obedience. We don't know how he'll line it up, but we have to trust him and know that he prepares the hearts and he prepares those places during our process of the journey there. He's preparing people to receive what he's getting ready to use you to pour out. God's just calling you to go and be obedient. He's going to take care of the fine details. Another story I want to share with you happened more so recently about a man named Harold, which is a dear friend of mine, who had got burned in an accident. And I noticed he was limping one day, and I knew that God wanted me to pray for him, but I didn't. And he walked past me. And then he walked past me a second time as if God was giving me an opportunity of redemption to pray for him again. And so I this time I stepped out in faith and I asked him where it hurt, and I began to pray for Harold, and the Lord healed him. The Lord completely restored him and replenished his strength. But guys, if I have not walked out and if I had not realized that the Lord was nudging me to pray with Harold and to extend that faith to where the Lord can heal him, then Harold would have been robbed of that opportunity of God wanting to make things personal in his life by healing him and demonstrating his power. Now, I don't want to get too far into God preparing the hearts before we get there, because we're going to cover more of that in another episode of this series. But it tells us in verse 3 that Jonah flees to Tarshish. Tarshish is believed to be towards the end of the earth. It's always associated with ships whenever you hear about it. So here we find Jonah was trying to escape God's presence, which in all honesty, if the Bible tells us in Psalms 139 that the Lord is intimately involved in all of our ways, and that there is literally no place that we can go that escapes the Spirit of God. That God is everywhere that we are, and God is everywhere that we're refusing to go. We got to understand that, because even if we're refusing to do something or go somewhere, that doesn't stop God from being there. That really is just being disobedient on your part, man. Jonah had a dangerous impulse. He was acting on the fly. He was acting by emotion. You know, he came to this place where he's like, I think going to Tarshish would probably be a better idea, God. I mean, this very impulse could have led Jonah to do something that he would have normally advised someone else not to do. Because after all, he was a prophet. He was a representative of God. And I'm sure he gave advice and he gave words of wisdom to others before, not just here in this storyline of Nineveh. And there's probably times where he advised people that if the Lord said do it, just do it. But in this moment of acting on the fly, he was doing something that he probably would have been against. Honestly, I've been there before where I've given people advice and I've said, dude, don't do this. It's not worth it. And then in weak moments of my life, I found myself doing it. And, you know, I felt Paul, you know, how Paul says that the things I want to do, I can't seem to make myself do. But the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing. I've been there, guys. I've been there. And that's what Jonah's doing right here. Jonah's running from God. And because he's running from God, he's acting on the fly. He's like, God, you know what? Your plan's cool and all, but your plan doesn't really fit what I want to do. So let me just try to go and make something else. And then you can bless it. And you can be a part of it. And it will be awesome. You know, nevertheless, when you run away from the Lord, you never get to where you are going, and you always pay your own fare, because that's exactly what Jonah did. Jonah had the money. He was like, you know what, I'm just going to pay for my own fare, God, it's cool, it's no big deal. But when you go the Lord's way, you not only get to where you are going, but he provides the fare. And that is for my friends at the Enduring Word Commentary, such a great site. You can go and read those commentaries, and they're awesome. But that's where that quote and some of the help of this study has helped me come from. But you know, guys, I want to poke your noggin for a moment. I want to ask you a question. What is God calling you to do right now in your life? Think about it. What is God calling you to do? Now, I don't know, is a valid answer. If you legit just don't know, then, you know, ask God, God, what is it that you're calling me to do? If God is calling you to do something, you know God's calling you to do something, then what is he calling you to do? If God hasn't called you to do something yet, then prepare your heart to receive that call. My next question is, are you running from it? or are you running to it? Are you running to what God has called you to do full force? Are you running from it, trying to be like Jonah and making an alternate plan? Are you creating an alternative plan that suits your agenda rather than God's plans? Guys, I'm being real with you. I'm being transparent with you. I've done it before, and I've done it more so recently, and it is dangerous. It is destructive to your life, guys. But here's the thing. Today, we can choose to do something different. Today, we can choose to change and to surrender in obedience and humility and say, you know what, God, I'm tired of doing what I'm calling myself to do. Because if we're listening to a call that isn't God's call, then you know what that call is? That's a prank call, guys. It's wasting our time. It's poking fun at us. It's distracting us. And we have got to hang up on the prank call. We have got to be ready for the call that God has for us. Friend, let's choose today to forgive those who have hurt us and share the redemption of Jesus for their eternity. Guys, let's not wait until the last minute to do something. But guys, let's stop paying our own fares to enter the ship, trying to escape God's presence. Because we can never honestly escape God's presence. Because there's never a place we can go that He is not. Let's pray. Father, I just thank You so much for this message. God, as it challenges us to listen for Your call, as it challenges us to stop running from Your call, as it challenges us to respond in obedience to Your call, even when it's something that we don't want to do, even when it seems like it's something that's too difficult or too dangerous, even when it feels like it's something that conflicts with what we want to do, Lord, help us to abandon our selfish desires, our own agendas, and God, help us to come to a place of surrender that we can do what You want to do. To stop treating You like a genie and making wishes and making our own plans and expecting You to be cool with that. God, help us to come to a place to where we're forgiving those who have hurt us. God, help us to come to a place to where we're no longer paying for fares trying to escape Your presence, but that we know that instead of running from You, that we can run to You, God. That when we fail and when we mess up, that we don't have to run from You, but we can run to You, God. God, I pray that this message would edify. God, I pray that this message would challenge us, would help us to grow in such a new way. God, I thank You for this word. God, I pray that it be something that would inspire us, Lord, to do something different in our lives. Father, we thank You and we give You the highest praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, join us for part two next week. We will be talking about how God threw a wrench in Jonah's plan to escape, and you do not want to miss it. Guys, this has been your boy, the Muffin Man, with another episode of Refresh Podcast, where Christ goes before us so He can bring you another refreshing word. I hope you have enjoyed this message. I hope this message has challenged you and blessed you, and I pray that you would share this message with a friend that you feel needs to hear it. I love you guys. Have a good rest of your week, and I cannot wait to be back with you again next time. Have a good day.